This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Today, the new Chicago Board of Education will be sworn in. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson named the new seven members after the shocking resignation of the entire previous board earlier this month. After they are sworn in at a meeting today, the new members are expected to elect as president Reverend Mitchell Ikenna Johnson, who has been involved with community development projects. Other members include an environmental activist, a community organizer, and a police officer who investigates hate crimes. The resignations of the previous board came amid disagreements with the mayor's office over budget issues and whether to fire the school's chief. At today's meeting, members will get briefed on routine items before meeting again next week, and they will also go into closed session. Cook County commissioners are advancing a plan to bring some property tax relief to struggling homeowners. The county plans to set aside up to $15 million in a special fund. Commissioner Alma Anaya is helping to lead the effort.
The impact on some of the community members with seeing extremely high increase in their property taxes is extremely devastating.
Residents who qualify would receive a one-time payment. Research shows low-income seniors are especially struggling with paying their property taxes. The program would end in November of next year, but commissioners could decide on whether to continue it. They're set to vote on the proposal today. Then they would determine who would be eligible for the fund. A new poll shows residents in Chicago and the suburbs largely support merging the CTA, Metra, and PACE into one transit authority. That's according to a survey of 600 residents conducted by a Democratic polling firm. The survey also found that many people want to shift money away from expanding roads to making transit safer. Democratic State Representative Mary Beth Canty says this could save both the agencies and riders money.
It's not a system that works for most people. And I think we have to be able to find ways to modify so that we can adjust to the way that people actually need to use transit.
There's an effort in Springfield to combine the Chicago region's three transit agencies into the Metropolitan Mobility Authority. Each year, an average of about 2,000 people in Cook County die as a result of fatal opioid overdoses. Cook County Department of Public Health officials believe access to free Narcan, the overdose reversal drug, can help prevent deaths. They're partnering with Cook County Health to place free Narcan vending machines at facilities across the county. Dr. Thomas Nutter is with Cook County Health. He says the vending machines are operating in the lobbies of Stroger and Provident Hospitals and the Ruth M. Rothstein Core Center.
And you can get a box of naloxone, which has two doses in it. So the three vending machines have, I think, dispensed over 375 kits, which is more than 750 doses, and that's just in the first month.
More vending machines will be placed at three Cook County jails and all 10 Cook County courthouses. Some more things you should know today. A top advisor to Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is out of a job. Ronnie Reese led Johnson's communications department and served as his right-hand man throughout Johnson's mayoral campaign and in office. The mayor's office did not comment about the nature of his departure, but a source with direct knowledge of Reese's departure, who was not authorized to speak on the personnel matter publicly, said the exit was, quote, not voluntary. Both Johnson and Reese had previously worked for the Chicago Teachers Union. The train operator in last year's CTA Yellow Line crash had alcohol in their system. A new report from the National Transportation Safety Board shows the operator had a blood alcohol level of 0.06. The results come from an unconfirmed clinical test and are not intended for legal purposes. A later urine test detected only substances that had been administered to the train operator after the crash. At least 38 people were injured during the accident. Today's weather, it will start out sunny and there will be clouds this afternoon. The high will reach the mid-60s. Tomorrow, temperatures will be similar and there's a slight chance of rain. That's it for The Rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.